Ashley.
Taylor.
Unrated or unruly?
Unruly.
What place is always an issue no matter what? Every single time you go to this place, something happens.
So I definitely have a place. And this sounds so weird because it's a grocery store.
Oh.
So it's not the chain. It's just one specific one.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I've tried this late at night. I've tried it midday. I've tried different days. I've tried early in the morning. This fucking place. I don't know what's wrong with it. And every time I leave, I call Lumberjack screaming. And he's like, I told you so many times, stop going there. And I'm like, but it's so close to us. We only have one that's really close to us. But I don't know what kind of animals come into this place. But it's like all the people from the woods come in here. No. And it's really awful. But it's also the only place that's super close. So it's really always kind of packed. The first time I went in there, I was very pregnant. And I actually had a person banging into me with their shopping cart.
What?
And I don't know if they just thought I was a larger person and they didn't realize how pregnant I was. And when I tell you I was waddling, swollen feet, could barely walk, which I was already getting yelled at for leaving the house like that. But I was, of course, insisting.
Oh, yeah, you were up and at them.
I was like, no, I'm getting this because I need it now. So there I was. And I turned around and I was like, excuse me. And I turned around with my big belly. And then he was like, and then he just kind of looked at me, too. The craziest part was he looked at me like, yeah. Like, not even, like, he gave a fuck.
I'm going to fucking eat you.
Get out of my fucking way. What the hell?
What do you think? Do you just think that?
It was so weird. Then another time.
You're banging to my baby.
Right.
You're hitting
me. What are you doing?
You're hitting me in the
fetus. Are you trying to make me break my water right here? Then another time, tell me this is even stranger. So I always, because I'm crazy, I always want to know where all the bathrooms are every time you go into a supermarket. You just never know if you
need
one.
No, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I got to know. I got to know my exits. I got to know my bathrooms.
Exactly. So this one happens to be in the back, like where you have to go through back doors.
Oh.
Like where their lunchroom would be.
Oh.
It's really weird.
They make you work for it.
Yeah. So
you got to go on a journey.
It's so awkward. So I had to go in the back with Maria. Of course she had to pee. And then when we opened the door, it was a one bathroom stall in a whole supermarket. And we walked in on a guy on the toilet. On his scrolling through the phone, and you would think he would have been like, oh, excuse me. He was like, just give me a minute. Like, what? Like, my daughter just saw you, like, naked. Like, what do you mean? Oh my God, it was so bad.
Oh my God. It was like, he's not even bothered. He's like, all right, just give me a minute.
Just give me a minute. I'm coming out.
He's wrapping the toilet paper.
Oh my gosh. Another time, a woman kept accusing me of stealing.
What?
When I would, yes. I was trying to get stuff out of the, you know, when you go out of the self-checkout.
Yeah.
She kept telling me I wasn't, like, clicking things. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I started screaming like a maniac. Like, I'm shocked they didn't call the cops on me because I went ballistic on this woman. And she was just like, and she looked at me and she's like, well, if you're going to act like that. And I said, well, how many times are you going to accuse me of not checking something? I'm like, why don't you stand here with me and do it with me? I was so mad.
Oh, and I would have said the same thing. Like, hey, can you scan them for me then?
Yeah, then you do it.
Yeah.
Like, crazy. But yeah, when
I
tell
point,
you.
I'm putting a stake down my pants because right? If I'm going to get accused, I'm going to do it.
Might as well do it.
I'm going to do it. You know what's so funny? I went to Giant yesterday and we had the problem with the self-checkout thing. So it's the first time it happened, it like passed by, they like surpassed it, whatever.
Right.
And then it happened again. And then a fucking camera angle appears on the screen of us from above.
Yes, it's what it does.
I was like, oh, Big Brother.
I'm
not stealing a Kit Kat, bitch. Calm down.
No, they're so dramatic.
And if I was going to, I would have done something like outside of self-checkout.
Right.
You can't get away with shit these days.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Stealing is done.
It is done.
I would say my place that I always have an issue.
Yeah.
And you guys have heard so many stories about this specific bar.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I've had so many problems at this bar. And I had more the other day. Remember I told you about this? Okay. The other day, we go out to this annoying fucking bar. This place is dead when we get there. And then the way that it goes is like 11:30. It gets packed. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody out dancing because they're kind of still setting up for like the nighttime.
Yep.
So we're all like dancing. We're just taking up the dancing like nobody's watching. Like just fucking taking up the whole center of the thing. And Drama King is on another level. He does not drink. So he took two shots and he's off his ass. Like he's dancing. And then some kid comes up and like starts dance battling him. like normal. Just he's like doing the robot and then Drama King's like dancing back at him. And it's funny and I'm recording it. And like, because it's an entertaining dance battle. And then the kid steps away and this woman, she just comes up to where this kid just was and does a full split while making direct eye contact with Drama King the whole time. She did a full split on this sticky ass fucking floor. And then she comes back up and her eyes are so wide. They're like completely open. Like she's freaking us out.
Do you think she was on something?
She either thought she was being funny or she was like, I think she was really drunk, but she definitely could have been on something.
Yeah.
So her eyes are like completely like wide. Like she's like staring, like trying to scare him or something. But she starts trying to dance battle with him and she keeps trying to get in his face. So he starts running away from her and like running in circles around her. And she keeps doing weird moves. Like she almost does a split again. She's like doing weird shit with her hands. Like, and but more than anything, she's trying to get in his face. So at some point she's right in front of me and Drama King like comes up behind me, like pretending to like hide.
Yeah.
And she gets like, she gets like in his face, like face to face. So I put my hand up and I pushed her and I was trying to push her chest back. So I'm like, yo, you cannot fucking get in his face like that.
Yeah.
And I push her back. And she keeps moving, like walking into my hand. Like she keeps moving forward. So my hand is against her neck.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm not putting more pressure. I'm just holding her back. But I'm like, she's like choking herself by pushing into
my
hand.
Oh my gosh.
It was so insane. And then I'm like, I finally move my hand because I'm like, yo, you're making me choke you. What are you doing? And I'm like, you got to back up. And then my sister comes up and she's yelling at her and she's like, that's my brother-in-law. No. Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Leave him alone. And she's like, she puts up her hand and she's got this big ass rock on her finger, like a little too big. And she puts her hand up and she goes, I don't give a fuck about that man. I don't give a fuck about that man. She keeps saying it and she keeps pointing at her ring. She's like not even looking at me. She's almost looking past me.
Yeah, she's just looking.
She's that fucked up. She's just looking.
Gone.
Yeah, she's gone.
She doesn't know where she's looking.
She just keeps going, I don't give a fuck about that man. I don't give a fuck about that man. And I'm like, I understand that, but leave him alone.
But then go away, you weird hamster.
And then I'm like, all right, I get that. But he does not want to dance battle you because you're scaring everybody.
Yeah.
And then she goes over and her wife is at the bar waiting for her. And she starts getting yelled at.
By her wife?
By her wife, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, and then she goes off and dances with some other guy. And then her wife comes over and starts yelling at her again.
Oh, my God.
Like, what is going on?
Like, control your wife.
Get her under control immediately. She should not be dance battling in this condition. But she was scaring the fuck out of us. And then another guy comes up. He is a short little dude in like some business casual express men's. And he comes up to Drama King because of the jersey that he's wearing. He wears a jersey of a player that's like really bad on purpose.
Yeah.
Because people like to come up and fuck with him and be like, why are you wearing that? It's like some really bad Eagles player or something.
Yes.
And he comes up and he goes, I hate your jersey. And then they're like having a back and forth and like joking. And they're laughing. And I'm watching this happen. I'm laughing. And then he goes, all right. And he starts turning Drama King around. And then I heard him go, take a deep breath. And I was like, oh, what's happening?
What?
And he starts like hugging him. And he was like, whoa, whoa. And the guy's like, I'm a chiropractor.
What?
And he tries to lift him.
And
then,
he
was like, he was your height. He was like,
okay,
maybe
guys,
an inch
you have
or two
to
taller.
Understand this now. I am maybe 5'1", and Drama King is like 6'2". I just need you guys to understand the height here, just so that you guys can really.
Yeah, this
really
guy comes
understand.
Up to his armpit.
Okay.
So he's like in his armpit trying to pick him up.
Keep it going.
Yeah. And then I hear him go, I'm a chiropractor. And then Drama King's like kind of like, ah, no. And then he comes over to me. And because I'm drunk, I think even though I just heard him say I'm a chiropractor, I think he's coming to give me a hug.
Oh.
So I'm like, ah. Like I go to give him a hug. He gives me a bear hug. And then he goes to lift me. And then Drama King like pushed him off and he was like, no, we're not doing that. No, thank you. And then it was like he woke up for a second and he had a moment of self-awareness because he kind of did like a, like kind of like did it like a finger point kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
Where he felt kind of awkward. He was like, all right, well, nice jersey. And he like walks away. But he didn't really walk away. He kind of walked right behind us and he stood there.
What the
heck? I was like, yo, what is going on? And we think it might be Ashley's old chiropractor, which is it
is. Oh my gosh, that was the thing, was that everything they were describing, I was like, that kind of sounds like my guy.
And I'm like, he charged you for that? Because he did it for us for free. he had no problem giving us a little back crack.
What is happening?
And now I kind of regret not getting it. So I'm like, well, it would have.
It could have cracked me.
Maybe I needed a crack.
Maybe you needed to crack. Imagine you were like.
He paralyzes me.
You just like start walking out, and you're like, I just get aligned.
I'm like, you know what? Let me just lay on the bar real quick.
Yes, real
just
quick.
Get all of it. You can tell that this guy like does this as like a bar trick, like goes up to people and like cracks their back.
This is weird.
And the drunker people probably let him do it, and they're like, oh, wow, I feel great, like whatever.
But it's weird.
This is the same bar, though, where a bunch of women took pictures with me outside the bar because I was wearing a very revealing top. Like I was a fucking circus animal.
I remember this.
Because I have big tits.
Yes.
They literally took pictures with me. I've only heard of this shit happening in like other countries where people take a picture with you just because of how you look.
Yes.
I was like, I feel like a little fucking circus monkey right now.
Mm-hmm. This is also the place where they had sex right outside of there.
It is the place where they had sex right outside of there. Mm-hmm. And this is the place where they pee in the sink all the time for sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen people pee in the sink
so
here quite a few times.
So many things have happened in this place.
It's horrible.
Yep.
And we keep going back. Well, welcome back to Unread Unruly.
Yes.
Ashley, how have you been this week?
Good. It's been interesting. I feel like I'm just like so, I don't know. I feel like this weather's been so strange to everybody because it's either that it's like rainy or it's super hot. So I feel like it's fucking with everybody's allergies. But I wanted to put everybody onto this thing. So if you ever... Okay. So I'm like a Nona Abuela kind of woman.
Yeah.
Like I'm old school when it comes to saving money.
Yeah.
Like I'm not the kind of person that can do a savings account. I don't know if you're the same way.
I'm bad with money, period.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like... So I'm like that old lady who was like... You know, like I always was with both my grandmothers were like, here's some cash.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And that's how I am. Is that I take cash and I put it in weird places in the house. And
Lumberjack. Because you're Italian.
Yes. And Lumberjack hates that about me. He's like, why did I just find money in the couch cushion?
Like, my grandma Dottie used to do that same thing. Yeah, put money everywhere.
Yeah. He's like, this is so weird, Ashley. It's everywhere. There is an actual safe. And I'm like, right. But that's where they're going to look. He's like, who's there?
Like, who was coming from?
He's like, I was so confused. But anyway.
Like, you know, when they come.
Yes, when the people, the UFO, whatever's coming, they're coming for us. He thinks I'm absolutely insane and it all makes sense. So I saw on a reel that there was a woman and she had those folding binders.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And in the binder, you can literally label each thing, put little envelopes in each thing. So say you're... For the year, you have a bunch of things you're excited to do. So say there's like a vacation, say you want to get injections done, say there's like a bunch of things. And then you label each thing. So like this woman happens to be a single mom. This is what made this so intriguing to me. She was a single mom of a daughter and she had like her daughter's birthday party, all this stuff. And she labeled all these things in it. And every time she would work and then she would take money out and then just put how much money she needed for each event. And then she would take cash and just take money off of each thing but put it in each event folder, like in an envelope. And I know this sounds weird, but every time she had extra cash, she would do it that way. And it was like out of sight, out of mind. But at the same time, she was like putting money towards things.
So she was actually not just a lump savings account. She actually knew how much she had towards each thing.
And she also was like seeing where it was going. And she's like, well, I need this for this. And I know how much I need more for this.
Yeah.
And she also lined it up correctly where it was like, this event is happening first. So I need to make sure that I bring this one down first.
Yeah.
And then I do this one, this one, this one. And I literally just started this. And let me tell you something. It's like already life changing.
Yeah.
Like I can't believe like even just putting like $25, $30, how much things can just already start dumping down.
Yeah.
With what you need. And it could be dumb shit, but it's like all things, make sure they're things that like you're looking forward to, not bills.
Yeah.
Like just things that like you want to do.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
I like
so
that.
They're like things, you know what I mean? So it's not like they're like, oh, well, it's my bill. I need this from it. No. Your bills are going to be your other thing. This is like the things that are like the exciting things coming up.
Yeah.
So, but it's like you actually want to put in the envelope. It's
and
so
like
crazy.
Watch it build up.
Yeah, like that's the best part. It's like I already have like an envelope that's done. And I'm like, oh, this is so nice.
Yeah.
I can start putting into other ones.
And then when maybe I do that, because I'm bad with money. Like, I put all my shit into savings, and then I'm like, and I have to not look at it. I have to not look at it, or else I'm like, well, I do have money.
That's the problem. Is that when it's card. When it's in the bank, it's gone. Like, I can't do anything with it. So that's why I'm always hiding cash. Because, like, I'll forget. Like,
I'm so, very old school of you.
I really will. I'll forget, and I'll be like, huh, oh, yeah. And then I'll, like, remember that, and I'm like, oh, okay. But I swear, Kyle, he, like, remembered something the other day. He, like, went into one of Maria's, I think I put it in one of her, I'm not kidding. I think it was in one of her bears. I'm not even kidding. Oh, no, it was in Noah's.
Who's coming for you?
I don't know. Are you okay? I know. Are you safe? It's so weird. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's his stuffed bear. It was his stuffed bear. The one he got when he was born. He was like, Ashley, there's money up this bear's butt. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was when he was born.
Was there a pre-existing opening, or did you make an opening?
There was a little bit of an opening, because I think it was supposed to do something, and I just kind of...
You know what's nice, though, is you could, like, stumble upon money you forgot you had.
That's what I mean. It's nice.
It's like a little reward for later on.
I mean, I don't have to do that anymore, because now I have my little envelopes. But, like, honestly, it's been, like, really nice for me, because, like, when I saw that this... I was like, if this single mom can do this,
yeah,
I can do this.
Yeah.
Because I am so bad at saving. So that's the way I thought of it. I'm like, I need to find a way that I can save without doing this other thing. Because I have money all over the house for no reason.
I'm so not money-minded, which is funny, because that's like the thing about Capricorn that everybody tells me.
Oh, they
are. I bet you like money. I'm like, I like spending it.
Right.
I'm not good. I'm good at showing it a good time.
Right.
I'm not good at keeping it.
Right.
That's not my thing.
Right.
I have been. But doing pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
But it's only because I do not look at it. Because if I look at it, I'm like, that is exactly the amount that I need
for
to go to TJ Maxx.
Well,
that's so crazy.
I just happened to look at something on Amazon, and it's the same price.
It's the dollar.
Right.
If I make it. If I buy two.
I mean.
Now I kind of have to.
I know.
But I was the kind of person who, like, I don't know why I was like this for so long. Like, now I don't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. But I would go to the store, and they'd be like, you know, if you save 10%, if you just, like, sign, not even a credit card, they're like, if you save 10%, if you just, like, you know, sign up with your phone. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want any of that. They're like, are you sure? Because it applies to no. I don't like coupons.
I know. Same way. I know. I'm the same way.
My friend used a coupon, and she would be like, at one point, she couponed so well for, I think it was, like, CVS or something, and they gave them money out of the register because
that's
she couponed.
I heard.
Crazy.
But then
I'm like,
what
I'm like
saying.
Allergic to coupons. Like, I'll get them. First of all, CVS. What the fuck do I need
they're
all
so,
that for?
And they're
that's
so
extra.
Expensive. That's at CVS. I think their stuff is expensive.
They're the ones that, is it Walgreens? One of them gives you long thing.
That's CVS.
I'm never going to look at that again.
I know, but that's why
I'm
they
gonna
do
look
it
at that paper again.
Will.
Yeah, because they know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like, you want to use a coupon? Read all of these.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to crumble this up and I'm going to put it in my purse.
But they do have like $5, $6 off, like if you actually look.
I know, and I'm just like,
I know. It's not.
I like paying full price. I don't fucking know. I'm just like not.
Same.
I'm not good with money. And like the second people start talking to me about like savings to build equity or whatever.
I know. That's what I'm saying, because like me and Lumberjack are opposites. Because like truth of the matter, neither one of us were raised we were just average people.
Yeah.
But he has an amazing savings account, and it's because he doesn't do shit.
Which does help.
Yes.
My problem is I always want to do shit.
I know. I'm the same way.
I always need something or want something
and
or want to go somewhere.
He'll literally be in the same. He was like, oh, you know, I had those same shoes for like 10 years. I'm like, please. Gosh. Oh, God.
I had those same shoes for 10 years. And they're getting a little old. And I can really use a new pair.
I'm like, yeah, that's
and
you.
I didn't. Not like I came from money. Like.
We've always been
lower middle class,
and it's just lower.
Different. Like, we've been like broke before when I was young.
So
like
me and my mom,
like mm-hmm. I don't know where this even comes from.
I think it's just it's just all different mentalities.
I think maybe I'm a little dumb. So.
No,
that's what I've chalked it up to.
No,
sometimes I'm being a little bit stupid, and that's okay.
And that's okay.
I'm doing my best, probably mm-hmm. maybe. Like somebody commented on Spotify. About how I did not listen back to the episode because I've got to in a certain mentality to hear my own voice.
Oh,
I already,
same.
I edit the episodes on like 2x speed, just like because I'm like, I cannot listen to myself right now. Mm-hmm. And then I'll slow it down if we're really being funny for a second.
I know. Like,
and then I'm like, all right, I speed through myself. So I'm like, I didn't listen back to it, but they said that when we were talking about Taylor Swift, this was weeks ago, that we said something to the effect, because I don't remember exactly how they worded it, of like, we were saying Taylor Swift is a good person because they have a lot of fans. And that she, even though she dated a racist and she flies her private jet everywhere, which gives off like crazy emission fuels and like is horrible for the environment. I completely blacked out and did not recall either of those things happening when we talked about Taylor Swift. And also, I won't lie to you. There's a twinge of fear when I speak about Taylor because people fucking ride for Taylor Swift like hard. But I didn't even think about those things. And you didn't even know about the Maddie Healy thing. So,
mm-mm. Yeah.
So, but I'm like, is that what we fucking said? Because I'm like, I think we said something to the effect of like, a lot of people like her, so like her personality can't be that bad. Or like, maybe we did say that. I don't remember.
All we said was, if I can try to remember correctly, is that she's clearly a likable person. Just like you wouldn't have as many fans as you do, and so many different kinds of fans. Because I am sorry that this fan doesn't like her. Because neither one of us said we did. Because I don't think either one of us have actually said that we were a fan of Taylor Swift.
Oh well, I'll admit. I'm somebody who used to be so anti-Taylor Swift when I was young, and then I was like, let me actually listen to her music. So like when I hit my mid to late 20s, this was when I was like, I actually like some of her music. Like, she's got some really good albums, but I don't know shit about her as a person. I don't know that I like who she is.
So this is the thing. I don't feel either way about her, but as I say, which I'm pretty sure it's the same exact thing that I said before, is I can't possibly think that she is a bad person because of the amount of different kinds of people that like her. I don't feel any way about her, period. So you're not hurting my feelings because I don't give a fuck about her. So I don't care. She doesn't like, do anything for me.
Did I fucking say? Like, I don't remember half the shit we say on here.
Like, the thing is, I think when we go on tangents, we just go on tangents. And the only thing I think I have said about her is she's a Sagittarius.
Yeah.
So she's got to be a little spicy.
Yeah.
She clearly is, because she every time she has a breakup, she's gonna write a song about it.
Which I like that shit. I like it. Yeah, you know what? I used to read fucking Superhead type shit, and I'm like, oh my! I wish Taylor Swift would drop like a Superhead book. Like,
she might just as well
really go all the way and like really spill. Like,
she should.
We need people to
We need to know all the details, not just, oh well, we broke up and he was. No, we need to know like,
and the scarf and. What happened? What happened to exposing people? What happened to taking a picture next to a celebrity in bed? What happened? Take me back to the golden days.
Yeah, but we're very sorry that you were offended, because in no way either one of us claimed to be, or would, I don't think either one of us would ever spend money on a Taylor Swift.
No, I think Maddie Healy's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he is.
And I was around, listen, I'm, for anybody out there who was an OG Tumblr girl, I was an OG Tumblr girl. I was around for the Lana, the 1975, the Tweed. Like, I was there for it, and like, I was never really into the 1975, like some of their music, but
I did like them, but I don't know.
Maddie Healy's a fucking douche.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's the thing, is I don't know a lot.
Yeah. So I'm like, I genuinely just did not think to like even speak on either of those things at all. And I'm like, I'm a little dumb sometimes. Like, am I okay?
I never
said I was the sharpest tool in the drawer.
Oh, I'm definitely not. I say some crazy. I say some crazy shit sometimes, and I keep getting caught doing it.
My wheeze, you can hear how sick I am right now, because it's just like
a sizzle.
Just sizzling.
A sizzle wheeze.
Last night when I was breathing, it was like I could hear like a sizzle in my chest, and it was annoying, like a rattle.
Oh my gosh.
And I was
when it's rattling.
Death rattle. I'm just like,
I can't.
I'm passing away. I talk about how men are dramatic when they're sick, but I can't act like I'm that much better. I get a little dramatic when it's like in my chest or like breathing related,
but
I get freaked out.
Actually, when you should be.
Oh.
So. Oh, okay. They're like, I have a pain workout.
You know what he started saying yesterday?
Oh, no.
I got it. Sniffles.
Yes.
I'm starting to feel sniffles.
That's what mine says all the time.
I have a death rattle.
Yes.
I'm also dramatic. I'm like, I'm literally on my deathbed.
Yes.
And you have the sniffles.
And you have sniffles. It's, yes.
But I'm also fine. I just have like a head cold.
Yeah, but
still.
But
I'm like, oh, because I'm dying. You have to be dying.
Every time. No, no.
I'll outdo the drama king.
Every time, though. They have to.
I don't understand it. And I didn't sleep well last night either, which is not helping. I'm just going to bitch to them.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah, let's just do that.
I didn't sleep very well. So, like, that added on.
Yeah.
But it was because and I won't make this too long-winded because nobody wants to hear me break down this shit, because there's people who are going to be much better at it. But last night we witnessed in real time hip-hop history being made. This shit was so fucking crazy. Me and Drama King are sitting in the room. We're breaking down the last diss track that Kendrick had just posted yesterday, which was the third. This is happening. And we're like going back and forth. He is like an encyclopedia when it comes to hip hop. He's followed it his entire life. It means so much to him. And he can just tell you anything. He can tell you the fucking year and month that any album came out. He can tell you the background of like any kind of beef. Like he's well educated in this, and it means a lot to him. He's like passionate about it. So it's always cool to get his takes on these kinds of things. And he teaches me so much. We're like going back and forth, like going over the lyrics. And then he checks his phone. He's like, oh shit, Drake just dropped something. So then we start listening. We both put on our headphones and we're across the room from each other and we're both listening. And then we're taking the headphones off and we're like, what the fuck? Like, and we're still like, all right, Kendrick's still taking it because he's a better rapper by far. But Drake is like, you're an abuser, and one of your kids isn't your own. And he's coming for A$AP Rocky and The Weeknd, which he should have left.
But then at the same time, like, Drake said that.
Yeah, he said all this about Kendrick.
One of your kids isn't your own? What does that even mean?
He was saying that Dave Free, who works very closely with Kendrick, and he's part of PG Lang.
Oh, that's the part.
Is the father of one of his kids. And he had a line in the last thing that he wrote, which was about Whitney needing bodyguards, like that movie. Mm. Which at first we were like, what is he trying to say? Like, we thought he was trying to say that his wife Whitney fucked one of his bodyguards. Needs a bodyguard because of Kendrick.
Oh.
So then in the music video, he's crushing the car from the front of Kendrick's album, and he's got all these like visuals, and I'm like, Drake looks fucking tired. I'm like watching this and I'm like, he looks old right now. He looks like shit. Yeah. And that's the thing that always freaks me out about him, is he's in music videos with Yachty, like trying to kind of steal his youth because he needs it to appeal to his audience. He's in a music video with like anime girls and like trying to appeal to a very young audience and stay relevant. But it doesn't fit him because he's a nearly 40-year-old man.
He's my age, isn't he?
It's like it doesn't fucking work for you. No, like trying to appeal to like 17-year-olds.
I've been saying this, which has been annoying me about Drake in general, is that like you have to age properly.
Yeah.
And he's not doing that.
He's scared to age out of this.
And you said the right thing too when you said to me earlier too about like, you never do ever see him in a relationship. That's bizarre to me.
Yeah, he does not. And Kendrick even called him out for this. He said, you do not like women. He likes to sleep with women, but he does not like women. And that goes for a lot of men out there. Mm-hmm. That same thing applies. A lot of men like to have sex with women, but they do not like who women are. Mm-hmm. They don't respect them. They don't like the shit that they're into. They like the approval from their boys, but they like to sleep with women.
Right.
And Drake is one of those. I completely agree with that sentiment. So like, we're breaking down the music video, like the visuals, we're going back and forth on the lyrics, and we're like, you know, like dissecting this. And then 20 minutes pass, Drama King looks at his phone again and he goes, Kendrick just dropped something. And we're like, what the fuck? Like, he like threw his phone down. He's like, what is going on right now? And the thing is, Kendrick had warned Drake.
Right.
He warned him, I know your angle, meaning I know exactly what you're about to talk about. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to go for the family shit. And he has somebody in OVO. He's got somebody on the inside. Mm-hmm. So the cover art for Kendrick's track is a bunch of medication of Drake's, sleeping pills, which I was like, that motherfucker's not sleeping. He's addicted to sleeping pills. He's not sleeping. That's why he looks like shit.
Which makes sense. Yeah, you like never even see him anymore. Either,
he looks rough. And Ozempic. Mm. Which he's got weird body issue things. He got the ab. I do believe he got the ab etching that everybody accuses him of.
100%.
And then when you do that, it's kind of like lipo, where if you get fat removed from certain areas, if you gain weight back, you don't gain it there. You gain it around.
Yes. Yeah, so when I was talking to a woman recently, she had to get her implants out.
Yeah.
Because she was allergic to them. It's been happening a lot recently with women.
Ugh.
Where you can actually, you know, so a lot of people do know this. If you are sensitive to a lot of things, be very careful if you get breast implants, because a lot of women reject them.
I just heard somebody say that recently too.
You can get severely, severely sick. I mean, I don't think it's something we'll ever have to worry about.
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, where you almost think you're dying.
Yeah.
It can make you so sick It's like it's so super scary. Like you get all these bizarre symptoms, and it has nothing to do with your actual, like you don't feel yeah. anything in your boobs. It's like you are sleeping a lot. You get fatigue. You get headaches. It's like the most bizarre. Like, and it's all from rejection from here.
Ugh.
So she had gotten them taken out, and then she got a fat transfer instead.
Yeah.
But she lost a lot of weight. And the thing about a fat transfer is, with any fat transfer, is if you lose weight, there's going to be no guarantee that you're going to keep it in your boobs
yeah.
or anywhere. It's going to go wherever.
Yeah.
So she said she has lost a little bit of her boob already. Like,
oh,
because
no.
it, but, and she said it happens. Like, yeah. it is what it is. But she's not willing to go back under the knife, which I totally understand.
I wouldn't either.
But that's the thing about a fat transfer
yeah.
or any kind of lipo or any of that kind of stuff is when, which, you know, anything you do is that, especially with the fat transferring and those kind of things, is that, like, it's going to go where it's going to go, and it's going to
yeah.
stop going where it's going to stop going. Like, it's so strange how the body goes.
So imagine you get your abs etched and
right.
you gain weight
so
again.
It's going to go, like,
it's gonna
in a
like,
funny place.
And that's why Rick Ross mm-hmm. has been clowning him, saying, like, mm-hmm. you're wearing all these weird things. Like, he wears, like bulletproof vest and
yes.
shit. Like, he's been dressing kind of crazy for his concerts.
Yes.
And it's like, he probably is hiding his shape a little bit because
yeah.
it probably did happen.
Yeah.
So he's on Ozempic. This is all alleged. We know this on both sides. Only so many things can be proven. But
right.
so he's got receipts of Drake's for like $60,000 worth of jewelry. A bunch of shit. Just the cover photo alone. He starts it off by speaking directly to Drake's son, then speaking directly to his mother, then speaking to his daughter, who he says is 11.
So question, does anyone have any idea who this daughter is?
No, and Drake posted on his story afterwards, and he's like, if anybody knows who my daughter is, can they bring her to me? Like, he's like, you know, I think because this happened over a decade ago, if this is true, that it was something that kind of was dealt with at the time, and like, it's not something that he ever thought was going to come up again. But it wouldn't be shocking.
No, it wouldn't be shocking, but I do hope that someone does bring her.
Calls him, he's addicted to pills, he's addicted to gambling, he's addicted to shopping, he's addicted to sex.
Wouldn't surprise
None
me.
None of this is shocking. Mm-hmm. He's a sex trafficker, he's a pedophile. They have to protect their daughters from Drake and the people that he's around. Just
I
crazy.
Think there's...
My favorite thing is at the end, he basically says, like, it's a fuck this rap battle shit. It's a long life battle with yourself. I was like, that really is the perfect way to end this off, because that's the real battle, is him dealing with his fucking demons. But it was dark. It was like an Alchemist beat. It was such a creepy, eerie. And it just felt.
Yeah.
It didn't feel. It was fun watching all this unravel and, like, you know, everybody going over the lyrics. It was fun. It was like entertaining. It's also a little dark. But this felt really, really dark. Like, we're kind of, it's almost like a veil's been removed a little
yeah.
bit. We all kind of know about Drake, but like, we're all really starting to look at him.
Right.
Like, we can't necessarily prove any mm-hmm. of this yet, but mm-hmm. if this shit is true about the trafficking, it's going to catch up to him eventually. Look at what's going on with Diddy. Look at what happened with Epstein. He got away with it for a long fucking time.
It's true.
This shit always comes back. But it was just a moment where it was like so crazy to witness this
yes.
happening, and we were like buzzing, we were so excited, we're like, this was a nuke. He
it
knew
is.
Because he had somebody on the inside that this was going to happen
mm-hmm.
and he was just waiting to drop it. That must have been such a crazy feeling.
Yeah,
like to he knew when Drake was going to drop, and
yep.
he was ready.
Oh yeah.
And he had a rebuttal already, like, just so fucking good. It's been
Who
crazy.
Who knows what's going to happen next?
Yeah, I know.
It's very interesting.
I'm like the worst person to try to explain this kind of shit, but like, crazy watching it happen in real time, because this is history.
No.
Like, that was
it is.
That was literally.
And I think a lot of things are now out, so we'll see what happens now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Also, did you want to talk about your community beef at all, or no?
So, guys, oh my God, I can't with my whole life. So. I'm going to talk about beef. So, my little town, my honky-tonk town. So, there's this thing, which I'm sure everybody has for their areas, which is on Facebook. It's like groups where
yeah.
you just, like, people tell each other what's going on in the town, blah, 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 blah. So, there was a specific man that was walking around our town, and he was, like, hanging out in my – what are your in-laws that are, like, your grandparent in-laws? What would those be called?
grandma-in-laws,
I guess. Yeah. He was like hanging out in their yard 2 days in a row at night, which made it weird. Okay.
Yeah.
So the first time he was approached, he was like, I work for MetEd, which is an electric company.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, okay. They were like, well, can you show us your ID? Which normally if you work for a big company like that, you can show ID.
Yeah.
He did not. He was not able to show anything. First of all, he had no clothes on that showed that. He didn't have a truck on him, nothing. And he looked on the younger side.
Yeah.
So he ended up disappearing. The next day, same thing. He was just walking up and down the block. Same thing happened. So they approached him again. He kind of like went away. He started walking around the whole neighborhood. He was knocking on random doors.
Yeah.
Finally, I was like, all right, I'm going to post this on this like this chat room that we have on Facebook. Just to let people know. Oh, my gosh. It was a nightmare. First, I had a bunch of people who were on my side that they were like, thank you for posting this, blah, blah, blah. Then I had certain people that were like, oh, yeah, this is a scammer. Like he almost had, you know, he tried to like have somebody like sign them up. And then it ended up being like a fake link, blah, blah, blah. Then I had another person go on. What, people can't just walk the neighborhood? Then I had another person call me and other people a racist.
The kid was white.
The people that were talking were also white. So the only person that wasn't white that was speaking that would, this was, wasn't making any sense was me, because I'm white and Hispanic. So I guess I was being racist against my own people, maybe, like half of my own people.
It was white on white crime.
It was white on white crime. That's basically what it was, okay? So it was.
What did she say? She said, what, just because he looks different than you? I'm like, he looks exactly like everybody in the comments.
Like every single person in the comments. So everyone
like,
was
he's
like,
wearing yellow?
Because we were all like, what? So it was so confusing. Like when I tell you the wildness of, and I just kept sending everything to Taylor because the shit that was coming out and the people of my neighborhood are just as honky tonk as they come because their English is just amazing. So you had the one person going, bing, bang, bong, gotcha, Sharon. And then the other one going, no, I got you, Bill. Bing, bang, jang. It was like, it was so bad. And I'm I'm looking at these messages and I'm like, what did I just make happen?
They started adding each other in the comments and being like, look at this, Shannon. What about this? And then it's like, what I love and hate about humans is they can make anything into something.
Yes.
They'll find some shit to be mad about. Like, they're just like, oh, people can't walk.
Yeah.
People can't wear yellow anymore. Oh, my God.
The color of his skin. And I was like, that is the same as mine. It was so crazy.
The whole community was beefing. There were so many comments on it.
It was insane because for days after, it was still the highlight of that. And when I tell you people post nonstop on this thing, so for the fact that that was still the highlight of like...
It's not like you posted an HD photo creating AI renditions of him and being like, find this man.
No.
You were just like, this guy's hanging out in people's yards at night.
Yeah, and literally...
Be careful.
All I wrote was, and that was the crazy part too, was I wrote, this man has been seen in people's yards. He's been walking around. He's pretending to be a MetEd guy.
Yeah.
But when being approached, he has zero ID on him.
And they're like, oh, people can't pretend to be MetEd anymore?
Yeah, like, we can't pretend. We can't play
can't have
costume.
Imagination anymore.
Like, I'm like, oh, my
Well, I'll be
gosh.
Damned. I never thought I'd see the day when imagination dies.
And then the other one, they're like, then I had a couple of guys go, then the one guy was like, well, I sent Bill after him. And I was like, who the fuck is Bill? And the other guy's like, who's Bill? He's like, my big husband. And I was like, oh my God.
You got big Bill. Chasing this kid with guns and dogs.
Happening. And then this one girl's like, following.
One of the top comments was like, this is why everybody should open carry.
I know. I was like, what is happening?
You should have just shot him. A white guy in my yard fucking shoot him.
Oh my God, I was so confused. Like,
you know how this is how they used to rile people up to get them to carry pitchforks?
Yes, in the Wild West and everything. I'm like, why is this my neighborhood? And even at the very bottom of it, even had wrote my last thing I wrote on there was he could be harmless, but just be aware. Because I do live in a neighborhood with a lot of people with kids and
but
stuff.
But they can't read.
But they can't read. They just read the, they didn't even read. They just looked at the pictures. Oh my God. And then the one guy was like, oh my God, what did he say back to her that was just so amusing? It was just the comments back and forth. Oh my gosh.
They
the English.
Really, they were so mad at each other.
Oh, they were so mad.
And it was like, shouldn't we be mad at this guy who's giving out fake links and wandering in people's yards?
Nobody was mad at him.
They were all defending him.
No, and then someone was like, his name is Jonathan. We just approached him.
Oh.
I was like, okay. And then they're like, he said he works for this. And then he ran off. Oh, that's not scary.
Oh, no, that's normal. That's how people from electric companies act. Right? They're docile creatures. They get scared.
And then they just run off.
They're like deer.
Yeah. They say, hello.
I tried to feed him an apple, but he ran. Yes. He galloped.
He was like, my name is Jonathan. I work for MedEd. Goodbye.
I'm just running.
And ran. I was like, when?
You can't tell people shit anymore. They get so upset.
And then I remember I told Lumberjack, and he's like, this is why I told you, get off the internet. I was like, I feel like we're like this old couple. It's like, get off the internet, Darla.
Are you surfing the web again?
On that web.
Throwing something at you.
Get on there. Get on up there, girl.
You got Bill chasing this kid around again. It's a grown man on all fours running after him.
Go do some line dancing down the street.
We found out that in this area, people had to do a mandatory line dancing class.
Yes.
Imagine you don't go to college because you got a fucking D in line dancing.
Like, imagine. We had no idea. So we happened to have gone to this, like, whiskey fest last weekend. And we had two of the originals. That's what we'll call them. Two of the originals. One being my fiance, sadly. And they both. But the crazy part is you would have thought, like, back in his day, because we haven't been in high school in 20 years.
Yeah.
But there's a current one that's the same age as you.
Yeah.
So you haven't been in high school in 10 years?
Like 12?
12 in 12 yeah. years. But that's still yeah. like a distance. So they're still doing this. I want to ask someone current
if they're still
doing it.
If there's some kid out there that didn't get to go to Harvard because yes. his GPA was just a little short from that line dancing
because
class.
Because that line dancing class.
Because he just had two left feet.
She was like, yeah, we had to do Cotton Eye Joe. I was like, what?
Which I actually had to perform Cotton Eye Joe in middle school too. And I was like, that was traumatizing.
What?
I had to dance with this kid I had a crush on.
Oh, that made it worse.
Yeah, I tried to black it out, but it's very prominent. It's
Man.
Very, I can remember it in great detail. You should never make children dance.
Not if they don't want to.
No, not if they. You never make children dance against their will.
Oh my gosh.
During the most humiliating times when you're embarrassed just because you exist.
Yes.
You don't make a kid dance.
No.
That's fucked up.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Oh.
I can't.
Where do we live? What is this?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. And the thing is, like, the South, I don't even think they fucking,
no.
maybe they do.
No, I do not think so.
But
I don't.
I told Ashley, I'm like, every state's got their shit. Because when I was a kid, when I went to school in New York, at the end of, like, you know that song that's, like, all the 50 states, like, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. At the end, we would go, and New York is the best.
Which is
in
amazing.
The United States. Fucking propaganda. Crazy. Oh, my God. So if anybody has a weird thing that existed,
you have
probably
to tell
only
us.
Where you live.
Yes.
We want to know so bad.
Especially that Arkansas fan we have. Can you please write in? Because we always want to know.
And if anybody lives in the Dakotas.
Yes.
We always want to hear from you.
Oh, tell us.
Because we only heard from the one person who left
yes.
a review. And I need more Dakota representation.
Yes.
I'm maybe starting to come around to North, but I don't know about South.
Yeah.
I wish it was real, mm-hmm. but. It's kind of like England to me. England's not real.
Yeah. And T-Swift, I'm sorry about that. Like,
yeah, we're all bad.
Well, I don't know who you like,
Or also, fuck you. And we
yeah.
don't
plan. And like, I don't know who you like, but we probably like it.
There's going to be a couple of dates coming up where we're not going to be able to record. Only a handful should be. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're going to be pretty good. But
yeah.
just in case there's a random, like, week we're not here, just remember, it's summer. There's going to be random times. There's
yeah.
a vacation. There's something. So don't ever be like, oh, no, what's going on? We also have a lot. That we have planned for this.
Yes.
So just be more excited than anything else.
Yeah. And we're trying to stack them up real good, like, for you.
Yes.
You guys should send us in some unanswered.
Yes.
Send us in any yes. questions you have. Even if you have a topic you want us to cover, because we always want to hear what you guys, like,
yeah.
want to hear from us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an issue, a dilemma, mm-hmm. a qualm, and you want some advice, you should send them in. We'll do a dedicated unanswered episode soon. Of course, if you want to come follow us online, you can come follow us. and I read unruly.
Yes.
And all of the things.
On all the things. Bye.
Talk to you. Bye.